Well, it is truly a great honor and privilege to be here, a wonderful experience, something that I dreamed about since I was a sophomore, sitting about a third of the way back in chapel, and the one mandatory older alum reference, the chapel that used to be over there. But just a joy to be here this morning to look at the number of students who are preparing to go and make an impact for Christ, who will be in positions of influence locally and around the globe. It's a bit strange to be back on occasion and to realize that we're growing up. We used to be, my good friend Kirsten, who make a Young's Run with, is now the Dean of Students. Dave, who used to be my project writer in an honors class, is now Dr. Hofeditz. And others, as I look around, now faculty and staff, and to continue to contribute to our alma mater, and which, as you graduate, will be your alma mater in your current place of study. As probably many alumni speakers might say, it's hard to know exactly what to say when given this great opportunity. I am seminary trained and I like to preach. I particularly like to speak to young future leaders from the books of 1 and 2 Timothy as Paul instructed his disciple in the growth process necessary to lead the church at Ephesus. As you heard, I'm a missionary serving in Bucharest, Romania with ABWE and with our region, Central and Eastern Europe. And it would be wonderful to talk about the ministry there in local churches and partnering and offering lay training, developing a national missions movement that is rapidly growing throughout that part of the world as they also send missionaries. So it's difficult to know exactly what to focus on. But I believe the main reason that I was invited to speak this morning is because of the Distinguished Service Award. And so it seemed appropriate to share with you why I continue to serve Cedarville. What Cedarville has meant to me and why and what I think it means to be an alumnus of Cedarville. In short, it's a testimony how God has worked in my life through this institution, through the people that he has brought here as fellow classmates, as professors, as resident staff, as administration, and other aspects of this school. And as I do that, I hope to reinforce in your minds why you came here. What are the benefits of being a student and eventually an alumnus of Cedarville University? And consider how you will respond after you've left this campus with diploma in hand. So indulge me a little bit as I share how much Cedarville has meant to me and how it has impacted my life. Next to my family, it is the most important institution in my life. Now, it's not the only one, and some people might get confused about that. But I have a home church that I've been a part of in Fruitport, Michigan, Calvary Church, for the past now 10 years, which is very significant. And now I have a family of supporting churches, many of whose pastors wanted me to bring greetings to the students. Pastor Chan said hello to those of you from Mount Calvary in E-Town, Pennsylvania, and greeted a couple of the students from Berean and Portage already this morning. And greetings to you and from Kent City and from Calvary in Holland, and Greenville, and Chantilly Bible in Northern Virginia, Pleasant Hill Baptist, and Danville, Indiana. Places where young people also, like myself, have gone on to prepare for their careers. Also, I have a close affinity with Grand Rapids Theological Seminary, where I was given my additional graduate theological training. I was just there this past Friday, excited with the changes that are happening there, the new faculty, the improvements to facilities, as they prepare pastors and missionaries as well. And now ABWE is a very dear institution and organization to me that I have served with for 4 years, particularly Central and Eastern Europe and Mediterranean, CMED, and some of people that I have to recognize this morning because they're getting a free dinner tonight anyway. But Andy Wingett and Sarah Early, Melissa Martin, are freshmen, also Lonnie Duell and Gwen Jobson. Their families all serving in Russia, Hungary, Ukraine, Romania, and it's a privilege to be teammates with them and to see them leave our region to come to Cedarville to help impact this student body with a flavor of Central and Eastern Europe. But Cedarville prepared me academically. It gave me the knowledge that I would need professionally, equipped me for graduate school, equipped me for professional life, and not just technically, but also with a Christian worldview, allowing me to discern truth from error. What is just pragmatism and what is the right way to do things? It prepared me spiritually for life, a heart for ministry, experiences hands-on in doing ministry, ruling out which ministries I was not equipped for, freshman year, first semester, I taught five-year-old junior church in Springfield. I did that for one semester. It was a good experience. It had its time. It ended. And but opportunities to be involved in ministry. And it prepared me socially. It gave me friends. It has given me a network that continues to this day. Cedarville has made a big impact on our family. My grandmother's here this morning. She is a Heritage alumna, which dates to the Presbyterian years of the school, and has been a joy to be here. Although location was not a main factor in my school choice, we had lived in Pennsylvania about 8 hours from here. When I decided that I was going to Cedarville, my grandpa told all of his friends all around town, Kelly's coming to Cedarville. And so this location has been dear to our family. And through the years of growth of the school, I give great thanks and commendation to those during the transition years and the small years. For those of you, many faculty and staff who graduated from Cedarville were committed to the school, helped it to grow and to continue to be what it is today. It's had an impact on my parents' life. After sending me to Cedarville and with my brother close on the heels, they helped Dick Walker with the very first parents' council. And Lou and Sharon Gibbs were involved, and the Dyes, and other families that were investing in that way. Had an impact on my brother. My brother came to Cedarville 4 years after I did. He met his wife here on serving on a team to England. And he and Heather are the proud parents of my three nephews, and just a real joy. And so Cedarville has impacted our family. But it had a very significant, and also my other grandfather, who served in the Air Force, would come regularly to the Memorial Day services. And he and his wife Connie are here. So my family has a chance to celebrate the impact of Cedarville, what God has done in our lives through this school. Cedarville provided a number of firsts for me. My first international trip to Germany in 1990. I am one of the most unlikely missionaries ever. Until that trip, I never wanted to leave our country for any reason, even for vacation. And in 1990, there was a last-minute opening on a team. And as I was leaving for spring break, someone said, hey, can you fill in? And I got back and decided to do that. And God used those 6 weeks to expose me to a world that He was beginning to prepare me to enter, one that I didn't think that I might enjoy or be able to handle. It was also on that trip, because I was a late addition, that I learned to be a follower. There's a lot talked about leadership and how you become a leader. One of my team leaders, who has mentored me a lot, says you'll never be a good leader until you've learned how to be a good follower. And on that trip, I committed to learning how to follow those who are already chosen in leadership and to support them, even when I didn't understand, may not have completely agreed. But the importance of following the leadership that had been established for that team. Through student government, it gave me my first experience in leading meetings. That became important as I led our missions committee at church. And now as I lead the advisory committee with national pastors as we develop our Church Ministries Institute. The experiences of leading my peers as an RA and going into singles ministry, teaching those peers, not with a title of pastor, but simply as a small group leader, and learning those experiences through that. My first opportunity to preach regularly as the junior class chaplain, and now with a periodic preaching ministry in churches in southeast and north central Romania, valuable experiences that I gained here during my college experience. The initial challenge that caught my heart, as God speaks to us differently, of preparing to go but willing to stay. I've heard it in many different contexts, but the first time I heard it was at a missions conference at Cedarville, and Bill Commons challenged us with that. That many people will say, yeah, I'll go into missions if God calls me. And it's almost like a default position. If I get backed into the corner and it's clear that that's my only alternative, then yes, I'll be a missionary. But we take no initiative to pursue and prepare that, hey, that might be what God's calling us for, and when He does, we're going to be ready. And that was an impact. My first job, full-time job, was here at Cedarville. Jeff Bestie and I shared what might be called an office, would more adequately be described as a closet, working in the admissions office. I was traveling, working with Dave Ormsby and Roscoe Smith. And that year on the road, scheduling meetings, making appointments, visiting schools and churches, couldn't have been a better preparation for pre-field ministry than that. Calling pastors, saying, hey, you know, I would like to present this, and what is your schedule? And this city doesn't work, but I can get there on this date. Can we change this around? Valuable experiences that have impacted my present and current ministry. Cedarville provided the support network that I needed in a time of career transition. As I was sensing God's leading me out of the practice of law, something I had looked forward to, prepared for from a sophomore in high school, a time of great uncertainty. I'd lost my footing. I didn't know exactly where to turn. It was professors, friends, classmates that I turned to seek counsel. Of course, with my local church and family, but the Cedarville connection. And the financial support in getting to the mission field. Of my 11 supporting churches, 10 have at least a direct, if not a very direct, connection to a Cedarville alum or a Cedarville connection. How I got to know that church, how the pastor invited me to come and to present, and the individual families that I connect to that represent me continually before the church. And even my first major fundraising project on the field. My good friend Jeff Brock helped me to write the ask letter. And I said, Jeff, what do you think about this? The experiences, the investment of Cedarville in my life has been profound. And despite that, people will ask me, Kelly, why do you remain so involved in Cedarville? Why do you continue to give up your free time, volunteer with this, be involved in this? And I guess maybe the best words come from the Beach Boys, who once sang a song, Be True to Your School. Now, that was not necessarily my intent to start out, I'm going to be true to my school and, you know, rah-rah this and rah-rah that. But the fact is there's been a loyalty that's been created. And as Dr. Estes mentioned, because of the generosity of God in my life through Cedarville, there's now a grateful response that I offer in turn. But let me ask you, why did you come to Cedarville? Maybe if you're an underclassman, you're still wondering. Maybe it was your parents' influence. Maybe it was a close friend that you thought you'd tag along. You got the promo material. It's like, wow, that's a pretty catchy slogan. I think that sounds like the right college. And as you get here, you're wondering, is the promotional material correct? Is the admissions office being honest as they tell me about what to expect at Cedarville? For you upperclassmen, you have a couple years to evaluate. And now you're considering more, what will Cedarville mean now that I've been here? Now that I've invested years of my life and a wee bit of money in this college experience, what does it get me? Well, I would like to share with you this morning that there is truth in advertising when it comes to Cedarville. That the promotional slogan or some alteration that has been used for the past 20 years, since before I was beginning to look at colleges, rings true. That it is quality academics, a vibrant spiritual community, and friends for life. It's reinforced by incoming student surveys, and I think as you talk to alumni, it's reinforced by what they've experienced. It's why I came to Cedarville, and it's why I continue to believe in Cedarville. Well, I'm not going to share all of the statistics. In fact, I'm not current with them, but they're out there. You know the statistics about incoming student test scores, successes in interscholastic competitions, entrances into prestigious grad schools, placement with competitive employers. All that speaks for itself. We're no longer in a day when people are concerned to go to a Christian college means a substandard education. That was one of my concerns 20 years ago. But I think the track record speaks for itself that that's no longer an issue. The challenges you may face here are probably more a result of the size of the school. We're not a Michigan State or an Ohio State. There are some differences, but there's some advantages too. Small class size. Your professors have a heart for teaching. They're not just grad students on their way to bigger and better places. And so the quality academics have rung true. The standard that's really the gateway for most people when they consider college. What will my education be like? But the truthfulness of vibrant spiritual environment. It's what set Cedarville apart during my campus visits. It was a very close decision between Cedarville and another school. It's what sets Cedarville apart when I recruited. As a seminary recruiter, stepping on foot in Cedarville, it was that heartbeat of a heart for God and a heart for service that distinguished it from other schools. In fact, recruiting both for the seminary and even for ABWE, I view every Cedarville student as a potential SEM student or missionary, not just the ministry majors. And there are Christian colleges I've set foot on, I wasn't even sure if the ministry and Bible majors were viable candidates, because there wasn't a heart for God and a heart for service. That's something that is seen here at Cedarville. There's a student commitment to ministry and missions the MIS teams, the ongoing ministry teams that you are experiencing and having hands-on involvement. There's an amazing Bible faculty that every student will interact with, whether it's a gen ed or whether it's your major. A Bible faculty that rivals, if not succeeds, many Bible colleges that we have the pleasure to draw from and learn from. Which I think also speaks to the value of a liberal arts education. For those who are considering seminary, missions, pastorate, whatever it be, I don't think there's a better choice than a Christian liberal arts university. Because not only are you preparing for that, but your roommate, your classmate, your flag football captain, they're in other disciplines. They understand you're gaining through dorm life what it means about marketing, what the nursing experience is, about caring for ailing patients. They will inform your ministry that you understand the people in your congregation, the people that you're ministering to. You're gaining a breadth of life experience by being with the people on campus. There's value in that. And it does provide friends for life. I was with an alum's mom just over the weekend who, commenting on her daughter's experience now 15 years later, said Cedarville was so good for her, it gave her friends for life. I was like, wow, that's exactly right off the admissions poster, isn't it? And that was her comment about her daughter's experience. Now, God uniquely blessed me in this regard when it comes to friends for life. As freshmen, God put five of us together. Two were added later. We didn't know each other at all. Matt Benefield was a marketing major from Kalamazoo, Michigan. He's now advancing in the sales force with Gordon Foods. Jim Hauser was a broadcasting major from Marlton, New Jersey. Worked for Focus on the Family, some New Jersey fans, and now helps to manage the careers of Stephen Curtis Chapman and Third Day. He helped bring Stephen Curtis Chapman here last year. Jeff Nightingale, an accounting major from Greenville, Michigan. It's a very tiny Christian school, only child. Went on to be the business manager at a mission agency and has now returned to the family farm, dairy farming, and crop farming. Randy Oswald, a finance major from Worcester, Ohio. I'm now in banking with First Merit. Guys that I have spent the last 19 years of my life with. Guys that even before leaving for the field taught you every month. Now with the beauty of Vonage phones, and I see some nods of head from the MKs. Vonage phones, still talk to them now once a month. We've since added Dave Wyand, a professional writing pre-law major who's now an attorney in Baltimore. His office that overlooks the Inner Harbor made me want to switch back to law. It was so gorgeous. And Eric Johnson, who transferred into Cedarville and is now a middle school principal near Atlanta, Georgia. But these six guys have formed so much of my support structure throughout my life, times of change. We still kid Matt's dad. Because as we were approaching graduation and we were talking about the future, he, who graduated from Purdue, good school, said, you know, what are you talking about the future? You'll never talk to these guys in 2 or 3 years. I stayed in Bill's house this past Sunday night, speaking at their church. All six of his grandkids call me Uncle Kelly. And so the ties and the connections and the friendships that are made through Cedarville are very important. The college, the dorm life experience, we had our share of diversions, whether it be hall ball or pumpkin suicide, train wreck, kill. We began the Charter Day Eve celebration, many of those things, but also broken relationships, internships that didn't come about, family problems, times of prayer, times of sharing, times of looking to the future together. Since graduation, the joys of getting into the grad schools we'd hoped for, engagements and then marriages, births, adoption of children, major promotions or job changes, and they were all present at my ordination and commissioning service. But there have also been the burdens. Some of our fathers have lost their jobs. Matt's mom suffered a prolonged illness and later died. Jeff's mom, a victim of a serious farming accident. Job losses, career changes. The lowest point of my missions experience so far, after a 2 to 3 month period of just being so tired and discouraged and lonely, and with a very big ministry week approaching me of teaching, ministry meetings with two national partners, I sent out a two-page email to these guys and to my brother Kevin. I said, guys, I need your prayer. I don't know what I'm going to do. I need your help. And they responded, friends for life, not just the happy times, guys that will be there through the thick and thin. Jeff's mom summed it up this way. Cedarville was the best $40,000 we ever spent. And I know the price tag has increased a little bit, and that shows my graduation year. But that's coming from a fiscally conservative family, reflecting on the value, not the price tag, the value of the Cedarville education. And so let me just summarize these 3 points from recent experience. In the past 4 weeks, I have spent time with over 50 alums in 8 different states and some parents of alums. And many of them good friends, people I've had the opportunity to get to know through my experience at Cedarville. Attorneys, stockbroker, eternal auditor, pastors, one of whom left for ministry in Romania this morning, youth pastors, associate pastors, church planter, published authors, development director, dairy farmer, PhD students, seminary and college professors, secret service agent, presidential detail no less, banker, homemakers, homeschool moms, engineers, project manager, school administrators, Christian school teachers, foster parents, nurses, and fellow missionaries. That list alone of alumni diversity and accomplishment would make any school proud. But frankly, that's not all. And really, for a Christian college, that isn't enough. Because not only were each of these alumni accomplished in their fields and in their professions, but they're involved in their local churches. Not just the ones in full-time ministry. Of that list of professions I named, you have Awana directors, small group leaders, small group hosts, elders, deacons, building committee members, finance committee members, children's Sunday school teachers, Bible study teachers, and youth group leaders. Plus, many of them that have, and those with kids, effective parents, raising kids who are friendly, well-adjusted, and with hearts tender to the Lord. To me, that is the proof in the pudding. That is the evidence that Cedarville is fulfilling its mission and worthy of my continued investment and support. That is the reality. That's the truth in advertising. That what they promise at Cedarville, they deliver. So, and as you consider entering this family of Cedarville alums, what goes beyond these 3 points? What are some of the intangibles? Because there's a distinctiveness about being a Cedarville alum. There's a distinctiveness of our shared culture. And yes, there have been some changes over the years, but there's a commonality that we all share by having been in this place. We're not a Wheaton. We're not a Taylor. We're not a Moody. We're not a Liberty. All extremely good schools. I had the pleasure of leading an MK college trip last year. Very excited about what God is doing on those campuses. But we're not them. There are distinctive natures of Cedarville. And so whether it be a different classroom dress code or different aspects of our culture, embrace it. Appreciate it. Know that it will be shared experience that you have going forward. And there, despite these differences over time, we see commonalities. There's an example. A few years ago, we had an intern coming from Cedarville to help with our children's and CE program. Her name was Sarah Lightly, now Sarah Caton. And she was going to be living with my friend Julie during the summer. And she came to one of the singles events, the first time I had a chance to meet her. And later in that week, Julie said, "Well, what did you think of Sarah?" And I said, "Well, she's pretty much what I expected." And Julie was like, "What do you mean by that?" I said, "Well, she's a Cedarville grad." And she said, "What is it with you Cedarville people?" I said, "Well, there are shared experiences we have. I know about her educational background. I know that she will be spiritually grounded. She'll have effective methodology with Hutch and Cheryl Fawcett, who have been involved in that. She'll be resourceful. She'll be able to get things done. She'll take initiative. She's had practical experience. She's had responsibility. She's able to think and problem solve. That's what I expect." And Julie had been at a Christian liberal arts school, but not the same. She didn't have that connection. She didn't know or have that shared experience to know what that would be. We had a follow-up this summer. Hannah May was our intern, and rave reviews, so much an importance of the impact of Cedarville students in the lives of local churches. And so as you consider these things and the benefits of the Cedarville experience, what is your response? What will be your response as an alum? I would challenge you to be grateful for what you've experienced here. Plus, as the school grows and continues in quality, the value of your degree improves. Did you ever think about that? So be grateful. Be grateful for Cedarville's continuing investment in your life, in your education, not just for today, but throughout your career, for your preparedness, for your experiences, for your friends, for your network, for your resources. Be proud. Be proud to be a Cedarville alum. Not in an elitist or arrogant way or in a superiority, but be proud of what you have and what God has invested in you. Be loyal. Be a loyal alum. Loyalty doesn't mean agreeing with everything that happens, but it's supporting of the direction. In fact, be interested. Stay involved. Ask questions. Be informed. Provide feedback. That's part of being an alum. And of course, pray. Pray for the school. Pray for the administration. Pray for the faculty, for the staff, for the current student body, for the ministries they're involved in, the communities and the countries that they reach. Pray for Cedarville. Be involved. Be generous. Be generous with your time. Be generous with your money. There will come a day. Some of you will be making a lot of money in the next couple of years. That is a resource that God is entrusting to your care. Be a good steward of that. Realize the preparation you've had as you enter those professions. Dick Walker has taught me so much about being generous, about being thoughtful of the right gift at the right time, and the need to be giving back. Get to know the people in the annual fund. Talk with the people that will be developing new scholarships and how you can reinvest in your major, in your department. Alumni giving is a major factor in satisfaction of alums, in college rankings. Be a giver. And that will not be the main request from Cedarville. You will have more things provided to you as an alum than you will receive requests. Get to know Faith and the staff of the alumni in the Alumni Relations Office. And so I see the principle of all of this that we see in Luke chapter 12. From everyone who has been given much, much will be demanded. And from the one who has been entrusted with much, much more will be asked. There's a stewardship principle at place. You have been given much. You are being given much during your experience at Cedarville. And as you receive that, then be prepared to give back, because much will be required because of these blessings you're receiving now. There's a responsibility at work here. As we develop character as young people, 1 Timothy says, don't let anyone look down on you because you're young, but rather with your speech, love, conduct, faith, and purity, show yourself an example of those who believe. Not your educational pedigree, not your technical prowess, but your character. That's what matters, your character. So pursue your dreams, your passions, your interests, but hold on to them loosely. I had decided from the time I was 14 I was going to be an attorney. I was going to go into politics. Had I held on tight to that, I would be miserable today. And so keep an open hand. Keep an open hand. And so I thank the faculty, the administration, the staff, my fellow students, those who have come back, the current students, for continuing to invest in Cedarville, for making it the school that it is now, and for the school that it will be in the future. Students, take this opportunity. Make the most of it. Invest your time here wisely with your friends. This is one of the best times of your life, academically, socially, spiritually. Much is being given. But at the same time, this is the preparation for the rest of your life, and much will be required. Your alma mater is counting on you. Your local churches will need you. Your Bible minor, your experiences in teaching Sunday school, your familiarity with theology and scriptural principles, your local churches will need you, and your local communities and world will need you. Much is required from what you are being given. And so again, it is an honor to be able to share with you, and I trust that in future years, you have similar responses to what Cedarville has done in your life. And for those of you who are graduating this spring, as you walk across that platform and receive that diploma, just think to yourself, much has been given. And by God's grace and the indwelling power of the Spirit, abiding in Christ, I'm going to do much with what I've been given as a faithful steward of the blessings of God through Cedarville. Thank you.